The reviews are in, and the critics agree the show's a smash!
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
There are a lot of things in the news here locally that just make me furious. And this would typically be one of them. But the audio that I just have gotten, it just makes me incredibly sad for what we are as a region now. Just makes me horribly sad. Let's get into The Big Lead here.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
An hour ago, we told you about this protest that happened at Amazon yesterday. And Todd Herman's producer at KTTH went down and recorded a bunch of audio. And I thought this was just some random nut who was leading this call and response. But I am told that it's Seattle City Councilwoman Teresa Mosqueda. And I found this so shocking and disturbing that just minutes ago, Nicole called Teresa Mosqueda's office because we wanted to confirm. And they were able to confirm for you, Nicole, that this is Mosqueda leading this.
Well, I didn't play them the cuts, but I said I had some audio of her yelling to the crowd, and they said, yep, yep, she was there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. People who know her voice tell me it's her. Our producer who recorded this said it was her. And I don't try to hit you over the head with my Christian faith, but it is just a reality that it does, you know, inform and, you know, it provides kind of the structure and the prism through which I view the world. And one of the things, when I was as far back as I can remember, we had a family Bible, this big old family Bible on a side table in our living room at home. And, you know, the rules were pretty, you know, my mom, you don't put anything on the Bible. You don't set papers on it. You don't put a glass on it. And one of the other things that was impressed upon me at a very early age was, you know, the Ten Commandments, one of which is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. And so I have never, you know, I know it's very common for people. Oh, God, I don't do that. Because from the earliest of age, I always thought that you shouldn't take the name of the Lord in vain. When I hear what's in this audio now of Teresa Mosqueda, and she's leading this protest at Amazon in downtown Seattle, and here is her call and response with the crowd.
Let me hear you say, we stand with you.
We stand with you.
Oppose.
Oppose.
To surveillance.
To surveillance.
Technology.
Technology, GD it. Just language I don't use. Would Teresa Mosqueda stand out in a crowd and blaspheme Allah? Would she? Would she ever do that in a million years? No. But it has become so acceptable, so trendy in a city that has the highest unchurched population in the country. It's become just so acceptable that a Seattle, for a councilwoman to stand up and blaspheme, you know, what Christians believe with great passion of how we should live our life and how we should conduct ourselves, and that you have an elected official stand in downtown Seattle and blaspheme our God. I just, like I said, instead of being angry, it makes me horribly sad because it is yet another example of the depths to which we have plummeted with people like her in office. And I'm serious. What do you think would happen to her if she stood on the street and blasphemed Allah? What do you think would happen to Teresa Mosqueda? Well, first of all, she wouldn't do it because she wouldn't want to offend Muslims. Offending Christians? Heck yeah! Absolutely! Anything I can do to offend Christians as a councilwoman, I'll do that. But she wouldn't want to offend Muslims. I guarantee you. I doubt if she would. I don't know what the equivalency would be for other religions, for Buddhists and, you know, whoever. She wouldn't do it. But that's become acceptable with our politicians in Seattle. And again, technology, GD it. What does that even mean? Do you think she has an iPhone? Do you think she's a Prime member? I wonder if she's a Prime member as she screams about the evils of Amazon. Does she text? Does she email? Does she watch television? I mean, what technology are you screaming about? What technology do you have to blaspheme our Lord about?
To surveillance!
To surveillance!
Technology, damn it!
That's just disgusting to me. I think that, and it's a reflection. You know, these are representative officials. She represents the people who voted for her. And it's just absolutely disgusting.
Facial recognition has no place among the tools that we should be using to advance our societies.
What are you talking about? Facial recognition. We've been using that. Casinos have been using that for 30 years. Law enforcement uses it. What's your... It's just nonsense babbling.
We're out here standing in solidarity with the call that this technology not be used for facial recognition because it will be used to separate children from their parents. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, more swearing on the street corner from our city councilwoman. It's quite a bunch. You know, meanwhile, the city that they have shaped, the city that has evolved under the watch of people like Teresa Mosqueda is, you know, worst property crime of any major city in the country. We spend more money on homelessness only to have one of the worst homelessness problems. We have needles everywhere, trash everywhere. And she's screaming. Yeah, I'm so disgusted. I'm so disgusted by this. And I'm already getting some texts. Like, who cares? You know, who gives a bleep about your faith? Yeah, go ahead and swear at me with your text messages. Yeah, it really hurts me. Yeah, it's a reflection on you. Just like Teresa. The problem with when it's a public official like that, though, that's not just a reflection on her. It's a reflection on every single person who voted for her. That's them. That's their voice up there. It's a reflection of our city. And I'll tell you what, man. The further we get away from God, the worse things get. Oh, and I know that sets the atheists off when I say that. But it is just an obvious truth when you look at what's happening around our city. So, there you go. That's what we have going on in City Hall. Oh, by the way, what kind of gig is that? I'm trying to imagine having a job where I could go out and scream, bay at the moon for an hour in the middle of my workday. You know, that's proof of what a nonsense job being a city council person is. That you have time? I tell you what, every second of my day is packed from the second I get up until I get off the air at 3 o'clock, preparing for and then presenting the show, and then several hours the night before. I don't have time in the middle of an afternoon on a work day to go scream blasphemies at a building. But the nonsense job that city council is, hey, Teresa, why don't you do something about the drug plague, about the people who are dying on the streets, about the crime that is ravaging our city? Why don't you do that before you go and scream your nonsense go to hell, Dory. I'm just looking at the text messages. Oh, man. It's just, it's amazing how, I'm not going to say what I was about to say. I'm going to check my swing on that one. It's a great city, isn't it? Next up in the big lead.
The big lead. Your tax dollars at work.
5 days away from the midterm election. And I saw this commercial. I don't have the audio of it. I couldn't find it on the web. But Jay Inslee is campaigning for 1631, the initiative. You found the audio?
Yes, I had it 2 hours ago when I told you.
You told me you had it?
Yes.
Oh, man. I got to start listening a little bit. Okay, so here's the commercial that Jay Inslee has. As soon as I scroll down and find it. Oh, there it is. Okay. This is the yes for 1631. This is the carbon tax that will take billions of dollars from the citizens of this state to do zero for the planet. It'll cost families initially about $300 a year, and then it'll ramp up to over $1,000 a year per family to do absolutely nothing for the planet. And here's the Jay Inslee commercial for 1631.
Climate change is a serious threat to our future. Remember the smoke? Our kids deserve fair solutions that work.
Time out. Remember the smoke? Because it was smoky here last summer. You know why it was smoky here? Because there were forest fires. Do you know where the forest fires were? In British Columbia. Do you know what British Columbia has? A carbon tax. Wait a second. So a carbon tax did not stop forest fires? And you're telling people to vote for a multi-billion dollar tax that'll do nothing for the planet because British Columbia, which has a carbon tax, had a forest fire and the smoke drifted down here? That is about the most honest argument you can possibly make. Remember the smoke. Our state had nothing to do with the smoke other than it floated over us from the north.
Climate change is a serious threat to our future. Remember the smoke? Our kids deserve fair solutions that work. That's why I'm supporting 1631, because it'll improve our health and create jobs. What the oil companies are saying is just baloney.
It's not going to improve our health. It's not going to do anything for our health. And you're giving exemptions to the powerful companies, the aluminum companies. Boeing doesn't get hit with the tax. You're giving exemptions to the companies that produce some of the greatest emissions because they have lobbyists.
1631 covers 80% of pollution. And that coal plant, it's going to be shut down. Don't believe big oil. Washington can lead on clean energy. We can do this. Join me in voting yes on 1631.
And it'll do nothing. Nothing. I'd read you the story in Investor's Business Daily yesterday that Washington would be the only state or the first state to do this. And they said exactly what I've told you, that it does absolutely nothing for the planet. It is just a way for them to get billions and billions of dollars, hit every family for several hundred dollars a year, and it's going to go up dramatically. It raised the gas tax an estimated 59 cents a gallon. So who's going to get hit the hardest by this? The poor, the working class, the house cleaners who drive from job to job, and they are going to be the ones who get hit by far the most impactful by a tax that sends gasoline prices skyrocketing. But they don't care about the poor or the working class. And, you know, this is a drum that Inslee has been beating for a long time. Remember when he was talking, had a press event last summer?
This is, unfortunately, a perfect moment to have this discussion because we are choking on the smoke from forest fires. We see it. We breathe it. Pools are closed down in Wenatchee and the Tri-City. Our kids can't go out and go swimming, for goodness sakes.
Remember that one? For goodness sakes. He suddenly became Andy of Mayberry Our kids can't go down to the old fishing hole, for goodness sakes. I mean, gall darn it. Those British Columbia folk, they're burning down their trees, and the smoke is coming down here. For goodness sakes.
This is, unfortunately, a perfect moment to have this discussion. Pools are closed down in Wenatchee in the Tri-City.
That was Tri-Cities. If there's tri means three. Can't have a Tri-City.
Our kids can't go out and go swimming, for goodness sakes.
Gol darn it.
Those kids deserve clean air. And when you got pools shut down, when kids can't go swimming, and a president trying to get them to have to breathe more coal smoke, that just is unacceptable to the state of Washington.
It's unacceptable. It's just unacceptable.
Pools are closed down in Wenatchee in the Tri-City. Our kids can't go out and go swimming, for goodness sakes. Those kids deserve clean air.
You know, those kids, they like to put a big long blade of grass in their teeth. Adjust their straw hat. They like to go down to the old swimming hole. Dip a rod in the water, see if they can pull out a pike. Maybe a grouper. For goodness sake. You can get a big one out there.
And when you got pools shut down, when kids can't go swimming.
Swimming? I'm going to drop all my G's because then people might vote for this Galdern initiative.
And a president trying to get them to have to breathe more coal smoke.
Yeah, you know that President Trump. You know what he's going to do? He's going to start stuffing that coal smoke right up your old nose. You're going to be all clogged up with that coal smoke. For goodness sake.
That just is unacceptable to the state of Washington.
And here in Say Walt, we find stuff like that just, gosh darn it, it's unacceptable. So that's why you should vote for 1631. Because you want kids to die? I mean, you want them to swim in the Tri-City? Because I like swimming kids. Vote no on 1631. Multi-billion dollars, hit your family for hundreds. Insane, insane initiative. But you can do your feel-good virtue signaling. It'll just cost you a bundle to do it. But we'll stop those trees from burning. Tell you that right now. Well, that is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Ursula's going to check the news. Then we're going to count down our favorite sound bites of the day as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. On Monday, I talked with a 26-year-old woman who had gone to the Seahawks game in Detroit on Sunday. Her name is Kate. And Kate's best friend, Kenzie, they try to go to one road game a year. And she talked Kate into going to the Detroit game. Kenzie is battling stage 4 terminal breast cancer. And her spirit and her attitude were so beautiful. And she said Sunday was the best day of her life because the Seahawks president, Chuck Arnold, saw her sign. She had a sign. She was in the front row at Ford Field. And she talked about all her chemo treatments and surgeries and 2,500 miles. But it said, cancer can't stop a 12. And I had Kate on my show, and she just, what a beautiful spirit this young woman has. And then Tyler Lockett gave her the football after his first touchdown in the game. And then she got to meet former Seahawk, now Detroit Lion, Luke Wilson, who is her favorite player. And she was wearing a Seahawk Luke Wilson jersey. And she just had a beautiful spirit. And I saw a story last night on Q13. And, man, I think that Jamie Tompkins at Q13 is a great reporter. She did a story a few months ago, and I sent her a tweet and just told her, I don't think I've ever met her, but I just told her that I thought she was, had done a great job with the story a few months ago. And she did a story last night. There's a girl in Issaquah, and I'm going to just make this my awesome audio. There's a girl in Issaquah, high school soccer star, got signed by the University of Washington. So if you're a D1 soccer player, you are really good. And now, what a spirit this girl has, despite adversity. And stories like this, you know, should make us rethink our complaints about the small travails in our life. So it's brought to you by Brown Bear Car Wash, our awesome audio. And I want to present to you some of the story that Jamie Tompkins did on Q13 about this 18-year-old kid in Issaquah.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio. Clips of the day.
Claudia Longo is a gifted young woman. A force to be reckoned with on the soccer field. But it's the gift she's about to receive tonight she will remember all her life.
It's crazy. I just like, Issaquah is so good at coming together.
Claudia is a volunteer assistant coach at Issaquah High School, where she shined as a student and a soccer star.
We're doing a fundraiser for MS in honor of Claudia Longo.
She committed to UW her sophomore year of high school. Her dream, to take the field for the Huskies. She won the state championship while at Issaquah. But before she could trade one jersey in for another, doctors diagnosed her with MS.
I think my whole life I've been battling smaller things, smaller injuries, you know, just things that happen. I've carried a passion for the game and a passion for soccer and a passion for a team and all that. And I think one diagnosis, one disease isn't going to be able to hold me back from that.
Claudia had to take time.
Just listen to the spirit of this young woman, 18-year-old kid, and her dream to play soccer for the Huskies. And then she gets a MS diagnosis. And I just think people like this and Kate are just beautiful, beautiful human beings.
I'm off from school this quarter for treatment. Still, she wasn't about to let it keep her from the game that she loves.
It's not going to define my life, and I'm going to do what it takes to keep pushing through.
And if, by chance, she could ever use a push, well, her entire community's got her back.
Started out as a simple, let's do something to support Claudia, and it just really took a life of its own, and everyone just wants to show their love and support of Claudia, and we feel so blessed to be part of this great community.
It was such a cool story, and that's only a part of it. You can see the whole thing on their website, Q13News.com. But another great piece of reporting by Jamie Tompkins, too. Really good stuff. Spotlighting the spirit of people who are battling more than most of us. Love that kid. That's our awesome audio. Today's sign coming up next. Stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. And before we head out into the Thursday afternoon gloom, there's no gloom. Every day is a great day. We just love being alive, right? Before we head out into this gorgeous Thursday afternoon, it's time for today's edition of...
Today's sign that the end is near.
Make this today's sign triple shot. Let's start in Florida at St. Augustine High School, where a teacher, this is one of the big problems in our country, is we have so many people who get into teaching, not to teach children, but so that they can indoctrinate kids into their worldview ideology. At this high school in Florida, a teacher passed out a test, and there were a list of words, and you had to fill in the blank and choose a word that fits in a sentence. So, here's an example. One of the questions was, right when it appeared the nation was becoming increasingly tolerant of alternative lifestyles, immigration, and minorities, the vocal and angry right wing forced the nation to make a complete blank, embracing bigotry, xenophobia, and sexism. So the teacher is blaming all the ills of the country on the right wing, teaching these impressionable young kids that if you aren't a radical liberal like the teacher, that you're part of all the evil in America. And one of the kids in the class, who's a conservative kid, he was horrified by this. And so he took pictures of the test page. He posted on social media. It's blown up. His name is Logan Parham, and he talked to Fox and Friends this morning.
Initially, I was very shocked to first read it, and I immediately thought how it painted the right to be what they are not. And I think it's very unfair to make a statement like that, especially to students who may not know any better.
And we have these schools that are obsessed with talking about how inclusive and welcoming they are, how they value diversity. As long as you think like us, if you don't think like us, we don't want any diverse thought. We won't be inclusive if you have some conservative worldviews. We certainly won't be welcoming. And it's bullying. This is an institutional bullying of kids so that they can get their minds right. So Logan sent this picture to his mom. His mom shared it on social media.
I was also shocked, so I wanted to put it out there to get feedback from other parents and see if they were, you know, as shocked as I was and understanding it the same way.
And here's how Logan felt about him being lumped in with the most evil things in America.
It just honestly makes me feel kind of targeted and threatened, being that this is a teacher. And, you know, I think teachers need to be teaching what teachers need to teach rather than forcing their opinions upon students who don't know any better. You know, fortunately, I knew better than to take that.
Teachers like that should be fired, pure and simple. And it's tolerated because there's, you know, almost 95% unanimity of thought. You have left-wing radicals increasingly populating our schools. And I've said it before. The 10 years that I coached in a public high school, I guarantee you that my kids would have had zero clue what any of my political or social ideology was, unless they listened to my radio show. But when I was in teaching other people's kids how to play basketball and coaching a team and trying to bring everybody together so we could succeed at the highest level, a shared mission, life lessons you can carry with you to help your success down the road, all I cared about was teaching goal setting and the sport that I coach. I was not there to indoctrinate other people's children into my worldview. And it makes me sick that so many teachers have decided that that's their mission and very likely is the reason they got into teaching. And it's one of the really horrible aspects of public education right now. Today's Sign story number two, Charlie is a 120-pound Rottweiler mix, and his owner, Tex Gilligan, what a great name, says Charlie is still a good dog, even though Charlie the dog shot Tex the other day. Gilligan is 74 years old. He and Charlie and his two other dogs, Scooter and Cowboy, they went out hunting for jackrabbits a few days ago. Gilligan was in the driver's seat of his parked pickup truck with the dogs, and that's when Charlie shot him. Charlie got his foot in the trigger of the gun. Gilligan leaned forward. He slipped off the seat and caught the trigger, and it shot. He says it's a freak accident, but that's how it went down. The shotgun was in the back seat of the pickup with Charlie. By the way, this doesn't sound like the most responsible, safe dog or gun owner, dog and gun owner. You got a loaded gun, no safety, in the back seat with your dog. The shot fired through Gilligan's front driver's seat. The bullet went through Gilligan's back, breaking a few ribs, shattering his collarbone, and other severe injuries. But he was able to get his phone. First responders came and saved his life. Charlie, Scooter, and Cowboy had to go to Animal Service Center while their owner was in the hospital. Gilligan said, poor Charlie, he's a good dog. The sheriff's department said the only one they had trouble with was Cowboy. The other two were friendly. Charlie's the boss. He's gentle, and he's going to be okay. He's severely injured, but he's going to be okay, and he'll be reunited with Charlie. But you got to keep the gun a little bit more safely stowed. It's sitting in the back seat with your doggy. And then there's this shocking story. A mayor in Florida is accused. Some people went to him and said, we want speed bumps on this one road. And the mayor reportedly, and the mayor is just, his name's Dave Stewart, just a kind of a big, fat, older guy, big, long, white beard. And one of the women who asked for a speed bump on one of the roads, he says, I'll get you your speed bumps if you have sex with me.
Catherine Padilla calls the findings a win. She hopes that this encourages more women who feel that they've been sexually harassed to come forward.
When something like this happens, you have to stand up for what's right.
This is a letter that sparked a 9-month investigation. In it, Catherine Padilla wrote to the State of Florida Commission on Ethics that Lantana Mayor Dave Stewart sexually harassed her and asked her for sex in exchange for speed bumps in her neighborhood.
I was disgusted. I was shocked.
This week, the Commission on Ethics released its findings. In a statement, the commission said, quote, the commission found probable cause to believe that Lantana Mayor David Stewart misused his position to attempt to obtain a sexual benefit for himself. Back in February, we first spoke to Padilla about her complaint. She told us that in August of 2015, after lunch, Mayor Stewart took her to a motel and asked her to join him inside.
He pulled into this motel and got out of his van, and I just kept motioning, no, I'm not interested. Hello, come back.
Can you believe that some politicians think that they can get away with that? So they're calling it, since she wanted speed bumps, and he said, well, you have to have sex with me. So they're calling it Bumps for Humps, this case. And so the Commission on Ethics says that, yes, it does appear, given all the evidence, that Mayor Dave Stewart did ask for sex in exchange for speed bumps on the road. He faces removal from office and fines up to $10,000. And he's also facing possible criminal charges. Because you can't be giving bumps for humps, for crying out loud. And all of this is today's sign. The end is near. It just keeps getting crazier every single day, doesn't it? I gotta get out of here. I have said everything that I have to say for today. But I'm gonna go home, think up a bunch of new stuff for tomorrow's show. Pete Carroll will join us between 12:30 and 1 o'clock tomorrow. So I'll look forward to that visit with the coach leading up to the Seahawks game against the Chargers on Sunday right here on 97.3 Cairo FM. Time to go now. Ron and Don show's coming up next, and I will see you back here tomorrow. High noon. Hello. I'm going to make you scream. Make you scream, make you scream. Because of my heart. Show me the way to go home. I'm tired. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.